Ghana, like many developing nations, faces an increasing demand for energy due to population growth, urbanization, and the quest for economic development. However, the country also experiences frequent power outages, which deteriorates energy security, and power generation relies heavily on fossil fuel usage. This combination calls for effective energy management and the adoption of energy-efficient practices, as well as sustainable cooling that frees up more energy for gaining economic sectors, as well as protecting our climate. Welcome to Let's Talk About Energy podcast, your best plug for information on sustainable energy, climate, and development underpinnings. I'm your host, Michael Kofi Abrokwa, a Sustainable Energy for All Country Coordinator on Energy Efficiency and Cooling in Ghana. And today, we're delving more into cooling. We're focusing on the importance of energy efficiency cold chains in Ghana. It's exciting. Join me as we dive in. Now, let me introduce my guest. So we have the CEO of Aquafresh joining us. If you could introduce yourself, Charles.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. My name is Matthias Charles Yabe. I am CEO and co-founder at Aquafresh. I started my journey 5 years ago as a young innovator moving through different communities, trying to identify problems and helping to build stronger and resilient communities. So for the past 5 years, I've worked on different projects from education to agriculture and supported about 5 projects that are benefiting about 7,000 people in Ghana. So that's a little bit about myself.
Thank you, Matthias. It's a pleasure for you to be here and giving us a bit of background on how this journey started off. But could you really explain what Aquafresh does? What is Aquafresh? How did you even come by the name?
Right. That's interesting. So Aquafresh is a green cold chain startup, and we are on a mission to help reduce the issue of post-harvest losses, which is a major contributor to food waste. And we know that globally, about a third of all food produced every year is wasted before getting to consumers. And so this is a very critical issue, not just affecting communities, but it's a threat to our environment because of the emission of greenhouse gas from decomposed fruits and food. So Aquafresh, that is the problem we are trying to address. We do that in 3 ways. We offer cold storage preservation services. We offer farmer training and capacity building, and we also help farmers get access to market as well. With our solar-powered cold storage preservation technology, it's able to extend shelf life of perishable crops from 5 days to 21 days, and we're helping farmers to be able to reduce their losses and giving them enough time to be able to get their crops to the markets and consumers as well. And so this is what we do at Aquafresh. To date, we've been able to support over 1,500 farmers in Ghana with our services. And we are currently looking forward to expanding to more farming communities and even beyond Ghana as well.
Thank you, Matthias. Let's break it down. So basically, you're in the cooling space, right? And the innovation that you've brought into the cooling space is a cold chain that supports produce from farmers.
Right.
Now, I know that post-harvest losses are something of a bane in Ghana because we are losing most of our foods and the farms, and food is so expensive in Accra. Like I'm spending like a quarter of my money on food.
On food, right.
And this is because food is so expensive in the cities because we are not able to get the fresh produce to the markets. And what your company is doing is that you're helping to preserve food longer than the time it would have lasted if right. they were just
exposed
left on the farms.
Ambient temperatures, yeah.
Okay. So, and you're doing this by working with the farmers.
Exactly.
What sort of business model are you using in terms of the service?
Right. Yeah. So currently we understand and acknowledge clearly that farmers do not have the financial capacity to purchase the technology upfront, and they do not have the technical expertise to manage it and operate it as well. So we are offering a solution using the cooling as a service model and pay-as-you-go model. This means that farmers do not necessarily have to purchase the entire technology upfront and own it. All they have to do is rent out storage spaces and pay a daily fee of $0.30 for a day for up to 20 kg worth of fresh produce. So that is the model we are offering the farmers. This is really helping the farmers in the sense that the solution is very accessible to remote farming communities.
Interesting.
And of course, it's a decentralized solution.
It's a decentralized solution. Now, how does... We know that cooling and energy efficiency mostly come hand in hand. So how is the interplay like between energy efficiency and cooling?
Yeah, it's very important and it's very critical because... You can't talk about cooling and not talk about energy and its efficiency. So currently, what we do is we ensure that farmers have, or our solution is being deployed to reach remote farming communities, having in mind efficient energy systems and sources we can tap into that are very sustainable and not emit fossil fuels. For instance, people are compelled to use diesel-powered generators just to get access to cooling in their homes and in their farms, and in off-grid areas. These are not very sustainable. These are costly. And that is why AccuFresh, we are utilizing 100% solar for our cold chain services. We acknowledge this because most of the farmers are facing the challenge of getting access to cold chain because of the energy poverty gap, which is currently wide. Because currently in Africa, about 600 million people do not have access to electricity. So you can just imagine close to a billion people not having access to electricity, something that is very difficult, especially when you want to deploy cold chain solutions in these areas. So that is one thing that informed us to scale our technology completely off-grid using solar.
Interesting. Linking energy access and, for that matter, making sure that people have that sustainable energy source linked to cold chain solutions. That's a very innovative solution you're bringing on board. What regulations have you really noticed in various countries that have really built up the sustainable cold chain solution? And can that be replicated in Ghana?
Yeah, that's a good question. Currently, I can't really quote exact policies in different parts of the world. But from what I know, the infrastructure... Infrastructure is something that is very key. Cold chain infrastructure is something that most developed countries have really paid attention to, because they are mostly exporting high-end, perishable commodities to different parts of the world. You can talk of Netherlands being one of the largest agricultural exporters in the world. These countries have invested a lot of money and resources into cold chain. And of course, energy-efficient cold chain solutions, just to make sure that they are able to keep fresh produce at optimal storage temperatures whilst they are being exported to different parts of the world. So I think it's infrastructure. There's that kind of strong infrastructure built to support cold chain solutions, especially in in the export sector. And one thing is has to also do with energy in terms of sustainable cooling, where we are looking at solar-powered cooling solutions. These are things that we need to also look into, like policies that brings about sustainable financing for solar-powered or solar equipment. These are things that can really help, because you can get your cold chain solution set up all right, but then if you end up not being able to pay for expensive electricity bills, which are not even sustainable in the first place, it becomes difficult for you to constantly operate your cooling technology 24 hours. So that is one thing that is quite difficult. So if policies could be put in place whereby people can even get access to solar equipment at a very affordable and cost-effective financing models or financing plans, that would be very helpful. And even as a company, that has been one of the hurdles we face. One major component that costs is the solar equipment. So if some of these things are able to be put in place, I'm very confident that scaling cold chain solutions wouldn't be that difficult.
I knew we were going to hear that snag about financing and how to best finance these cold chain solutions, because I know that in the current environment that we exist in, where interest rates are over the roof, it's really hard to get that form of financing that you need as a business to scale up.
Right.
Maybe could be the interest rates, maybe the sources of financing coming in are in foreign currency, which makes it difficult to pay, or the tenure for repayment is not favorable for the business. And it's really difficult for rising entrepreneurs like you, but you're still an inspiration to the sector, because without solutions like yours, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Kumadan area would have their tomatoes and their perishable goods really just going bad. And farmers wouldn't be able to reap in the incomes that they currently are reaping.
Exactly.
So it's very interesting that we talked about that also. Going into the future, are you really optimistic that such solutions can be put across the whole of Ghana? Because Ghana is predominantly an agrarian society, and therefore we have a lot of agricultural produce that are being grown. You have people going into cocoa, people going into mangoes, people going into pineapples. I mean, Blue Sky is really making a lot of money from these agri products. Are you looking forward to being able to supply some of these services to these farmers, at least to reduce the amount that I'm spending on agri products in the city?
Yeah. Personally, I'm very optimistic that cold chain solutions can definitely be scaled all over the country, say in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm saying this because Ghana is becoming a hotspot for agricultural produce, and most people are trying to produce high quality fresh produce that will meet the international standards for exports, of course. And if you are looking at this sector and with the number of youth going into agriculture, the number of youth venturing into the horticulture sector, especially, it's something that is quite inspiring. And of course, once a lot of people are venturing into that space, you definitely can't do away with cooling. Cooling will definitely come in. Cooling starts right after the crop had been fully blown out in the farm, and you start right away by harvesting it. We have pre-cooling, we have cooling itself, we have cooling in transit before getting to the consumer. And even if you are even exporting it to other countries, you need to get to the port and give it another form of cooling. And because you shouldn't try and break the chain. So cooling is something that is very, very important. And in the coming years, for me, I see it to be very, very, very scaled across Ghana. And one thing I want to also talk about is the fact that financing, again, plays a critical role. And looking at the fact that developing countries and developed countries and some international development partners are trying to put in support and bringing in effective financing to support young people and startups to scale such solutions, I think it's something that also makes it look quite promising. So for me, I'm very optimistic about the future, and I can't wait to see how the cold chain sector, especially energy efficient cold chain sector, blooms out in the next decade.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthias, for sharing your insights with us today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Looking forward to another session.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So that's all for today of Let's Talk About Energy. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time as we continue our exploration of the world of sustainable energy development and climate change. I've been your host for today, Michael Kofi Abrokwa. Tune in next time. Thank you.